For children in poverty, life has always been hard. But the pandemic, war, and weather disasters have thrust families into a global food crisis. The hungry are even hungrier. When you sponsor a child through Compassion, you provide the food, clean water, and other support needed to make sure your child survives. Plus, with your love and encouragement, that child can grow and thrive. You can find out how to choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at ksbj.org. Hi there, I'm Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, it was 122 years ago that the bluebonnet became the Texas state flower. We'll find out what God says about the love of money, and we'll look back on the first nursing school in Texas, the John Seely Training School for Nurses. That's all coming up on today's Welcome to Texas. Hope on Demand is a brand new mobile app where you can see videos, listen to podcasts, read blogs and articles to help you grow in your faith. Download the mobile app now on iOS and Android. Just search for Hope on Demand. Located on the backside of Galveston Island, just across from the port of Galveston, the John Seely Training School for Nurses was created. It was 133 years ago, and the very first formal nursing school in Texas was opened. The John Seely Hospital was brand new itself. It had only been open a couple of months. 18 ladies signed up for the first classes. 6 years later, John Seely Hospital became part of the University of Texas Medical Branch, and nursing schools opened in hospitals all across the state. Today, thousands of nurses have received their diplomas or degrees through UTMB. In the Texas Medical Center in Houston, the largest in the world, there are now 7 nursing schools. If you're thinking about going into the medical field, Houston is not a bad place to be, but it all started at John Seely Hospital on Galveston Island in 1890. Hope on Demand has a brand new podcast called The Art of Friendship. It's hosted by my friend and author, Kim Weir. It's all about creating and keeping relationships that matter. Look for it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for The Art of Friendship. Far too often, many people think they would be happy if they had more money. In the book of Hebrews, it reminds us that we should not have love of money. Money is important. We need it to live on. But it's not the answer to happiness or the answer to all things. In a recent survey of some of the richest people in the world, many were not happy and had little hope of pursuing anything worthwhile. As a matter of fact, they felt like they lost too much with broken relationships and pursuing the almighty dollar. The Bible is clear. It says money will rule our lives if we let it. We cannot expect money to do what God can do. It just won't happen. You can't replace God with money. Don't lose hope. Move forward and fulfill your dreams, but look to God and not money to bring you happiness. Chasing your dreams should be dependent on hope with God at the very center. It says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" And in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4, it says, "Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death." Hope on Demand has a podcast called Anything But Quiet Time. It's hosted by my good friends Rochelle and Carter. Each week, they have fun and insightful conversation about what they're learning in their quiet time. You can download it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for Anything But Quiet Time. It was March 122 years ago that the bluebonnets became the official state flower of Texas. About 30 years later, Texas began a highway beautification program, scattering bluebonnet seeds all along Texas highways. There are many areas to see the bluebonnets. Enos, Texas, between Houston and Dallas. Brenham is a good spot. Much of the Texas Hill Country around Austin, Marble Falls, and Fredericksburg are good as well. And even out in West Texas at the Big Bend National Park, you'll see Texas bluebonnets through March and April in this part of the country. There's also a bright orange flower called the Indian paintbrush that you may see mixed in with the bluebonnets. It's beautiful and it makes for great pictures. Let me warn you, though, about snakes, because snakes love the flowers as much as we do. Just don't go tromping off in the flowers without looking carefully for rattlesnakes or other type of snakes. I'll post a map of the best locations to see bluebonnets in Texas on my Facebook fan page so you can check it out if you want to. Well, I'm off like a herd of turtles. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.